Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. Always a pleasure to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been hanging around already today, thanks for that, too. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest and our good friend. And Karen is an outstanding speaker and trainer and facilitator. She works with people all over the country and halfway around the world, helping them put their best foot forward, making sure that they get the most out of the activity that they put into growing their business in the marketplace. She's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. We always appreciate your energy, Karen. And you know, one of the things that I like about what you do and what you have to say when you join us is that you really help us understand the importance of reaching out to other human beings. You know, I was talking earlier in the hour, Karen, about I was doing some of my resolutions, and I was talking to the audience about making sure that we don't focus so much on high tech, as John Naisbitt said over 20 years ago, that we miss opportunities for high touch. And as much as you and I, as human beings, want to grow our intellect and we want to leverage technology, we are still human beings and we still like that high touch, don't we?
That's exactly right. And in my business, Speak for Yourself, that's what I do. I work with people so that when they communicate with others, the listener will want to keep listening, want to start trusting you, and want to start building a relationship with you and buying from you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd love to talk about today is when you get to that point in the sale when the customer says, gee, Karen, gee, Jim, this is just too expensive. I'm going to have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted today for our listeners to come up with a systematic approach to overcoming that obstacle called pricing. And I have today 5 tips and 1 great story of how we can overcome that, not all the time, but most of the time with this strategy so that you can at least position yourself with strength as you mm-hmm. get to that point in the sale, which I'm sure our listeners get to as they go through their sales process.
One of the things that I want you to help us do today is get to the point where we don't sweat bullets at the moment we're starting to ask. We tell the customer how much it's going to cost them. I want you to help us make sure that once we get to that step in the sale, which I hope, folks, that is not happening early in the process, but later in the process. That's one of the things that I was taught and that I believe very much is that you don't lead with price, you wind up with price.
That's right.
Value. I want to make sure that when that happens, that you're not only not frightened to talk about the price, you're actually looking forward to it because you know you've nailed this relationship to the wall, and with the way you delivered your message, and this price is actually going to become secondary. So, Karen, I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. You got five key elements and 1 great story. You want to tell us the story first, or you want to go through the other 5 first?
Let's talk about the story first.
Okay.
This happened to me when I was at a client in St. Louis, and when I was leaving that client, I decided that, and I'm a real proponent of urban transit systems, I decided I would take the $1.25 Metrolink system back to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
My other option, Jim, was a $40 cab ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went against my grain. I thought, I'm going to go with the not only the lesser of the two evils in terms of expense, but I support the urban transit in each of these cities. I get down to the Metrolink station, and no slight to St. Louis's system because it generally works well, but I get there, and it just so happened on that particular Sunday, no trains were coming for quite some time, so I was already becoming quite late for my flight. Mm-hmm. I get finally onto the system, and then the nasal-toned voice came overhead and said,
no.
"We are so sorry. There is only one system working today, and we're doing some work on the rail."
Oh, no.
And we sat somewhere in the middle of nowhere for 45 minutes.
Wow. They had you. You were a hostage, weren't you?
I was a hostage on this wonderful urban transit system. And I watched the time slip by. I was on a 3 o'clock flight, and I got to the airport at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
And, okay,
so
I
did
hear
you
the
miss
music.
Your, when we come back, we're going to find out whether Karen missed her flight or not. What a great place to have a cliffhanger. Stand by, Karen. When we come back, we'll find out all about this. She's got 5 key elements that she wants y'all to talk to us about that will help us overcome the price objection. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. And let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, I'll turn the page and tell you what that is. Governor Pete DuPont's going to be with us. Remember him? Former governor of Delaware and former presidential candidate and a great free market thinker. And we're going to get him to join us on the show and talk to us about some things that are going on around the country and around the world. And then with any luck, we're going to be talking with Rich Galen, who is our man on the ground in Iraq. We're going to get him to give us a report on what's going on over in Iraq, especially we'll get him to tell us about what's happening with the entrepreneurs over there in Iraq. And then Noah St. John will join us, and he's going to help us to give ourselves permission to succeed. And that's coming up in the show straight ahead. Karen Cortell Reisman is with us, and the last time we talked to her before the break, she was being held hostage on some mass transit in St. Louis and got to the airport at the moment the plane was supposed to leave. Karen, did you miss the flight?
And to my great luck, for the first time in the history of flying...
No, don't tell me.
...blessed by the fact that my plane was 15 minutes delayed, but that still left me with quite a journey through that airport.
Right.
To get to the flight, I got on that plane with 2 minutes to spare, dashed to my seat and sat down, and thought, that was not worth it.
That's right.
Going for the price that was much less turned out to be a price that was much more.
It was a bad value, wasn't it?
I was a mental wreck, but delighted to get on that seat. And that takes me to what I want our listeners to understand about pricing. If someone says to you, Karen, I would love to have you come and give this presentation on how to speak to win, but your pricing is too high, the comments that we can give back, and as you said before, but hopefully by that point we've given them so much value for what we do that this would not happen. But I would respond with one of these 5 ways to overcome that obstacle. And the first one is time. It might take longer for you to get the results you want if you go with the lesser expensive option.
Mm-hmm.
Hence my getting to the airport at 3 o'clock for a 3 o'clock flight. Secondly, you might think you're spending less money. However, you have to compare out if it takes twice as much time for the other person to get their message across, to get their services up and running, it might in the end cost more for the client. So you want them to understand how the money differential may indeed not at all work. I wish I had spent the $39 extra
mm-hmm.
to get to that airport at 2 o'clock rather than dashing in there at 3, imploring all the people in the first class line, could I please get to the head of the line?
You probably had to take $40 worth of drugs just to settle yourself down.
It was not worth it. It was not worth it for time and for cost. And now I get to number 3, and that is mental sanity. Let's just say that the person decides to go with the one that's less expensive than you. There's a certain amount of mental nervousness that will go into that person's buying decision that we don't want to have happen if they've hired us. And
there's another
our good job.
There's another component of that mental sanity that I like to think about, and that's peace of mind.
Right, right.
And that may have gotten ahead of you there a little bit, but
no.
But I, you know, I think that's another thing. This, the peace of mind thing is so important and we need to never forget how much and more and more, Karen. I think every day, more and more of us are realizing that our time is worth more than our money, as you said at the beginning, and getting some time back gives us more mental sanity, more peace of mind, doesn't it?
And it gives the client more mental sanity to know that they're working with somebody like us. But that does dovetail into my fourth item, which is security for their investment. What we want is the solvency of the client. We want them to realize that with purchasing us or our product or our service, they are getting reliability, they are getting dependability, they're really getting the job done. And sometimes that isn't going to happen with the lesser expensive route.
Mm-hmm.
And my final item on this list is the fun factor. And hopefully in the sales interaction that you have had going with the potential client, the prospect, they realize that what we provide is more fun because we know what we're doing. I'm making a grand assumption that our listeners, our small business owners, have a great time, that are at a certain point in their job growth and experience that they are providing all of these things.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you the fun thing. I really am glad you brought that up because I've been talking about that this week and trying to remind people to have fun. And fun is contagious. People want to be around people who are having fun. And there's no reason why when you're selling somebody something that you can't let them catch a little bit of your excitement, a little bit of your fun, and so that they get to the point where, you know what, they don't want to miss that.
Agreed.
You know, and maybe the other competitor that's giving them a proposal, maybe they were dour and you know, sort of monotone and flat. Well, I call them flatliners, people who are flatliners. You know, they just sort of, they come in the door and they're on one level all the time. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to do business with people like that if I don't have to.
That's right. Therefore, in one of those five arenas, and we can actually say this to the client if they go, well, it's a price problem. Mm-hmm. And then we can start asking these types of questions. Well, how much time will it take for you to implement this other
right
option? How much time will you have to spend? And then let them go back and realize, well, then it's going to cost more money because you're taking more time.
Hang on, Karen. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman after these messages. I'm going to tell you what I've... We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us, and we're visiting with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman. Karen, give us your website, please.
My website is speakforyourself.com, and F-O-R, it's spelled like that, speakforyourself.com.
All right, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
What you'll find are some fabulous articles on how to speak for yourself with power and presence. You'll find my past e-zine articles, and you'll also be able to go to some learning tools that I think our listeners will really value on how to communicate for success. And also you'll find my Einstein keynote. I'm not sure our listeners have heard about that this morning, but I'm related to that famous guy with the bad
She's
hair.
She's a cousin of Albert Einstein, and so I know you were wondering, you were thinking how smart she was, but you know, she's probably got some ability that Mr. Einstein didn't have, because Karen, you come across for folks and can deliver a message. I'm not sure your famous cousin could have done this.
But I could never explain his formula.
Well, it's good that the world has both of you, but you actually have a CD, don't you?
I do. I have several CD products. Some are about communication, and I have a wonderful CD and a video product that is Letters from Einstein, How to Jump Out of Your Deeply Rooted Habits.
And you also do a lot of speaking around the country, too. So, folks, if you're looking for a keynote speaker, check out her website, speakforyourself.com. And as you can tell, she knows her stuff, and I'm sure she'll give you a full measure. Karen, is your e-zine still available? Can people subscribe?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. You can find that on my website. On any one of those pages, you can click and become an automatic subscriber to my quarterly e-zine that's called Relatively Speaking.
All right.
And it's all about how to speak to win, speak to lead, and speak to really get your messages across.
You know, one of the things you were talking about earlier about the five tips, by the way, folks, that Karen gave us were time. When you're trying to make sure that you don't have to worry about asking for the money, you've saved them time, you've saved them money, you've provided them with mental sanity, you've helped them attain some security, and you helped them have some fun. You know, you said something, Karen, about saying these things to the customers. I've actually done this. When people have said something, you know, they've acted like, you know, well, I'm not sure I know why I should do business with you. I've actually said, well, let me ask you a question. Of all the other people that who've made this presentation to you, have you had as much fun with any of them as you've had with me? I've actually said that.
Good point.
And you know what? They always say no. You know what? Because I make sure they have fun with me.
I like your idea. You can ask that question about all of them.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how much extra time did it take you with this other person or this other product? And how about your mental sanity? I was not too sane by the time I got onto that flight. I was very happy.
You were hoping you could throw that $39 at somebody to give you a ride, weren't you?
I was. In fact, at one point, I thought, what if I just get off this MetroLink and hop up there?
Start running.
I find a taxi wherever I am?
I hit your ride.
Twice as much.
Right, yeah.
To get to the airport.
Well, hopefully, you know, and here's the thing, Karen, it's important to understand. You've listed five things that you've thought of. But your customer, your prospect, will have their own five things. That if you've done a good job, you've identified what those five things are. Maybe time's always going to be an issue. But maybe security is not a big issue. Maybe it's something else. And hopefully you've identified those things and you've convinced them that you have answered those five issues that they have. And if you've done that well and you've focused on the conceptual idea of doing business with you and covering those five bases or three bases or whatever issues that they have, then with the time you ask for the money, that's just really kind of a detail, isn't it, Karen?
I'd like to end by just saying this allows our listeners to communicate from a position of strength.
Yeah, that's so true. But it takes discipline, Karen, to be able to do this, because what do you do? It takes discipline, it takes technique, because what do you do when somebody says, okay, Jim, let's get cut to the chase, how much is this going to cost? And people will do that, won't they?
Absolutely.
And you got to, go ahead.
My suggestion is to then turn that around by asking a question. Let me find out more about where's the pain in your company.
Right.
And then they really will tell you. And then you can then start going back into the values and the benefits of what you can provide.
That's well said. I mean, that's exactly. I just simply say, you know what? I don't know how much it's going to cost because I don't know what you need yet. Let me do my job, and I'll find out what you need, and then I'll tell you what it costs. Karen, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
Thank you, Jim. My website is speakforyourself.com.
Good stuff, folks. Karen is top shelf. Karen, thanks for being here. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.